This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, back in focus here on the DJV program. Stands for Doug, Jen, Jay, and Victoria. Jay's off this week. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. The Black History Month is upon us. How did that get started? Anybody remember? Did it start after the death of Martin Luther King, or was it more recent than that? Anybody remember?
I don't know when it started.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't know.
It was around. I mean, I know it's been around because, you know, I'm a young woman, but I remember studying Black History Month in school, so it's been around a little while.
Right. Okay. Anyway, the focus here as we get started, and I think, I don't think there should be a Black History Month. I think we ought to be focused on Black history and all of the real history of our country all the time. But it seems that isn't the case. So there are a lot of people who take this pretty seriously. And in the meantime, there were a couple, I think there were about a dozen Black colleges and universities yesterday closed or canceled their classes because of bomb threats.
I think they made some arrests, actually. Five different people were arrested for that. And I just did a quick little search about the timing of this. So this surprises me, but Negro History Week started in 1926. That was the precursor to Black History Month.
Was it in February?
I don't know when the original date was. I believe probably it was in February. That was when historian Carter Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced, the second week of February to be what they called Negro History Week, and it coincided with Abraham Lincoln's birthday and Frederick Douglass's birthday. Lincoln on the 12th, Frederick Douglass on the 14th. They had an interesting friendship, the two of them, by the way.
Yes, they did.
Brian Kilmeade has a really good book out about it, if you get a chance and you really want to know about, like, if you want an inspiring story about two completely different people working together for good, that's a great one. And then Black History Month, 1970 is when it started officially. It was first proposed by Black educators and the Black United Students at Kent State University in February of 1969, and it took about a year for it to become officially Black History Month. So there you go.
So I be criticized.
Now, the United Kingdom did not start until 1987. They also celebrate
around the world, though. It's not.
Yeah, Canada started in 1995, and Ireland didn't start this celebrating until 2010.
Mm-hmm. So will I be criticized for focusing on Don Cornelius, who was the late creator of Soul Train, one of the most popular syndicated television shows of all time? All of us, I think, at one point in time, whether it was in our rearing as an adult, watched Soul Train, right? Didn't everybody watch Soul Train?
I didn't watch it, but I have seen it. I mean, it was on when I was pretty young. So
I know what it is, but I have not seen it.
So now he's joined the list, the long list of men who have been accused of being inappropriate with young women. There's a woman named P.J. Mastin, who is interviewed in the A&E series about Playboy, that says that Don Cornelius was inappropriate. And so what does that mean? His son responded to the allegations. Don Cornelius was one of those guys that was friendly. What's the right word? I don't know that that's the right choice. But, I happen to have known some people who knew him. But now this accusation of assaulting a couple of women, I don't know what really to believe anymore. Honestly, because the Chris Noakes thing.
Why is it hard to believe that a guy who had that much power and money?
1972.
Well, that's a conversation that unless you are a victim, that no one can answer that for a woman. And I know it's very easy to be on the outside. Oh, well, why'd you wait this long? Well, because a lot of people, not just women, but people bury trauma. They move on with their lives. They try to forget about it. It's for all different reasons. And now we're in an environment where we believe women, and it's a safer and hopefully more comfortable place to come forward and say, yeah, this happened to me, and I just had to suck it up and live with it, and that's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just am thinking, did anybody ever accuse Hugh Hefner of that?
Well, yeah, Holly
that's
Madison.
What the whole series is about now, which well, but has is he, also... look, I think Don Cornelius having... I think it's much easier to believe that someone in 1972 might feel like they couldn't come forward with sexual assault allegations than it is with Holly Madison's claims. Holly Madison had every opportunity to leave the Playboy Mansion. Holly Madison, and this is why I respect Kendra Wilkinson a lot. She was the other one of the girls next door. She will not speak out about it because she knows that she chose to be there. And she had a love for Hugh Hefner that I think is a little different. I'm not trying to poo-poo Holly Madison's story, but it's not like she was a slave. She was there. She was given a TV show. She made a name for herself. The only reason we know Holly Madison's name is because she chose to be Hef's girlfriend. So I don't know. I think it's really there's a fine line. I don't want to combine those two stories because I think it's very likely that someone would be afraid to come out with a sexual allegation in 1972
against Don
Cornelius. But Hugh Hefner, what do you expect?
I don't mind being. I mean, if you tell me that I'm on the wrong side, I just find it. And maybe I'm just punch drunk a little bit from the Chris Noth thing because nobody's really. It's gone no place except accusations. And after, what, 2-3 months, there
I think
there's
going to have to be some lawsuits filed because Jen made a great point. Your friend Gloria Allred is representing one of the women.
Right.
And so she doesn't take on a case that isn't a real case.
Mm-hmm. But does it normally take this long?
It can. Look at the Harvey Weinstein stuff. That took years, like literal decades, for all of that to come forward. And he's still facing more lawsuits and being shuffled around.
How long did it take Bill Cosby? How long did that take to surface?
Well, yeah, that's another one.
Decades.
Yep. Was it? Okay, so I'm on the wrong side of this. I don't mind being on the wrong side.
Well, because you're not a guy who's ever drugged a woman, so I think it's easy for someone, like with Lewis, like when we talk about some of this stuff, he's like, I just can't believe Chris Noth, you know, that did that. Like, a lot of good guys don't believe that there are a lot of bad guys out there.
Well, and I also, I mean, in my gut, I agree with you. You're thinking it from a perspective, I think, like, if something bad happens to you, you say something so that the bad guy gets in trouble and the story goes away. Unfortunately, I think there are so many different things. There are women who come forward with allegations that aren't true. There are women that come forward with allegations that may be based in truth but are blown up to take somebody down. And then there are actual stories of abuse, and I think that's what adds to the length of time that you have to investigate through all of that. What's, I think, unfortunate is when it turns out to be like Kevin Spacey. When Kevin Spacey literally gets his name cleared, his career is kind of ruined after all of this. Chris Noth, if there is something, I think you're right, some real charges should come out of this soon because the guy has lost everything. He's lost his career. We don't know what the status of his marriage is. So you do want to see it happen quickly when someone is accused of this. But unfortunately, sometimes it takes time to build your case and to see if there's other women who have similar stories that can corroborate it. And, you know, it plays out. But in your gut, I understand why you say that, Doug, because that's, in a utopia would be how it would go, right? If something bad were to happen.
Yeah. Well, in my case, it was just my charm, my magnetic personality that won women over. I mean, it was like...
And that's where
how'd you win Gloria Allred over? I'm interested in that story.
Well, she and I were just friends. We liked each other's company. I find her very interesting. I haven't talked to her for a couple of years. I think now that you mentioned, I think I will call her.
You want her number? I got it on my cell phone.
Yeah, okay. I had it someplace, but long gone. All right, let's talk about the president relaunching what was called the cancer moonshot. Remember that during the Obama administration? Now he's going to go back to it, something that is long overdue, frankly. Prevention, prevention, prevention. Not only with cancer, But the insurance companies don't pay for any preventative anythings. Like, wouldn't you think it would be more sensible to pay for your physical because that's preventative? So
right.
that they wouldn't have to pay a lot more money down the line to have you treated for heart disease, cancer, or whatever the hell else is wrong with you. And it makes no sense. Am I the only one? Are we the only ones that have any common sense here?
No, I mean, some insurance companies are now, like, we have Cigna, and they're now trying to incentivize people, like, if you don't smoke, or if you exercise more, or if you wear, mm-hmm. like, a, you know, for car insurance, if they want to put one of those little monitor things in your engine to make sure that you're not, you know, an erratic accelerator or breaker. Well, a lot of health insurance companies want to do the same thing and give you a Fitbit and then essentially monitor how you're doing, and some people who are in good shape and who already use a Fitbit like to connect that to Cigna or to their insurance company because you can get a lower rate if you're in good health, but it's also super invasive, so, you know, I understand some people feel like that's a good thing and other people feel like it's a bad thing. No one's putting a thing in my car to tell me that I'm, you know, speeding. Like, that's not happening.
No,
you know what I mean? So it's a it's a personal choice. It just depends on, you know, how people see it differently.
So, anyway, there has been...
But it is in... My point, though, is it's all in the name of preventative medicine.
Yeah, right. The folks who are described as cancer advocates say that without a substantial infusion of money, cancer efforts like the stuff done at the National Cancer Institute can be hampered. The taxpayer money spent on this, there are all kinds of 501c3s, organizations that raise money. Look at the Cancer for Children at St. Jude's. They're always on the air raising money for that. And some of the stories just break your heart. You look at those pictures of those kids, my God. It's like, they're also, this is where, I guess, clever promotion comes in. Maybe we should use it more to help people, but the ASPCA has now some spots running, I don't know if you've seen them or not, with these dogs that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not respond to the look on some of those dogs' faces?
I have to turn the channel sometimes.
Oh, my God.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is. It gets to the point of how abusive some people in some situations are, and you want to rescue them all. I went to the Southern California Bulldog Association has a kennel. Just before I got Daisy, so it would have been 3.5 years ago. Warren sent me over there, and I went in, and there were like 24 dogs. I wanted to take them all.
Yeah,
I was ready to put them all. Take them all. Some old bulldogs that nobody would want. My God, they were the most wonderful creatures you could possibly. You look at them, and they look back at you, and you want to. I cried. You can't help but crying when you look at
the older ones, especially have that look of like rage on their face.
Please,
pay attention.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. Yeah.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible with Staples Print Big Promise. Your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off today, but we still have lots of trending things, including Robert Kraft's reaction to Tom Brady's announcement and the fact that he wasn't first in line, apparently.
Or at all. He wasn't. Yeah. No one from the Patriots were mentioned at all in Brady's initial, you know, farewell. So... Right. But wasn't, like, I don't know, was it Belichick or was it Kraft who were the idiot behind the decision to let Brady leave?
Well,
there
the
was some bad blood between Brady and one of them, and I kind of thought it was Belichick, but I don't remember. But
I thought it was Kraft for some reason, but I don't know.
And maybe it was. I don't know.
No one knows,
I remember there was some bad blood, but he did thank the fans when he left Boston, when he left the Patriots, he thanked those fans. So that's why I feel like maybe he thought they were covered, or maybe he just thought saying fans didn't mean necessarily Tampa Bay, but it is odd. A lot of people have asked why he left them out intentionally.
Well, and then he added later on, yeah, thanks to, thank you Patriots and Patriot Nation, beyond grateful, love you all. That's what he added on.
Was it a money decision? It was the bad decision. That's pretty much, it looks, you know, like... They shouldn't have done what they did. New England fans don't like it at all. But was it, I guess you were both speculating, was it Belichick? Was it Kraft? I mean, Kraft has the ultimate say in whether you're going to pay somebody $30 million or not. But certainly his, I wonder when you look at it, what the stats look like. How much less did they take in because Brady wasn't there for at least the first season after he left? the stadium's always full, but there's got to be other things that affect the bottom line. At any rate, Brady, what's the speculation? What's he going to do? He's not going to go into a booth and be an announcer. I don't think he wants to do that. No.
I don't think so. I mean, he likes hosting his radio show, and he's, or co-hosting. He's got
But a guy who's 44 has got his half of his life ahead of him and then some. So what is a
guy
like
this? Well, he's got two different companies.
Business?
Yeah, he's got TV12. Yeah, he's got, and then there's another company that I didn't know he started as well. So I think he's going to be pretty busy, and I don't think we're not going to see him. I can't imagine he's not going to be the face of TV12. It's a, fitness and nutrition company.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think we're still going to see him around. I don't think he's going to go into acting or anything like that, but he's good in commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll still have him do that.
Speaking of acting, Tom Cruise has been to visit the folks at NASA. And apparently he's been talking to Victor Glover, one of the astronauts, about space flight. So what does that lead you to believe? Is he going to join the ranks
of Shatner?
Yeah, well, he's making the movie, too, but don't you think he's interested in going up? I would think he'd want to go up and get the real feel.
Well, he will. He is. That's part of the movie. He doesn't need to get on the penis rocket with Jeff Bezos. He's actually going to be up in space.
NASA.
And while they're filming. And so he's going to be at the space station. The one thing that is being speculated is, and maybe they'll do it for the movie, but there's speculation if he's going to do a spacewalk. And if he does, he would be the first non-trained astronaut to do a spacewalk. If anyone can do it, I feel like it's Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he sat on top of the world's tallest building in Dubai and just literally sat there? That was not CGI. That was actually him doing that.
That's spooky, man. Can you imagine? I couldn't.
No.
I like flying, but I don't like being on the top of a ladder. And that takes a lot of courage. Good for him. All right. Good luck. In outer space, 28 after, we're here on the ground on the DJV program.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eric Lander, a science advisor to President Biden and director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, has submitted a letter of resignation. An internal White House investigation concluded that Lander bullied and demeaned his subordinates and violated the White House workplace policy. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki wrote, "The president accepted Dr. Eric Lander's resignation letter this evening with gratitude for his work on the pandemic."
I didn't serve this country to be bullied by a prime minister that ran away like a chicken that, like, who runs away from their people?
Daryl, holding a Canadian flag and wearing a military uniform on Breitbart at the truckers' protest in Canada's capital, Daryl claims Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's vaccine mandate is hurting working-class Canadians. The Prime Minister has called protesters insurrectionists. Judge Hugh McLean has now ordered truckers' horns to be silenced for the next 10 days. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stacey Abrams, the Democrat candidate for governor of Georgia, tweeted a picture of a classroom full of masked children and teachers as she sat unmasked surrounded by the kids. She has since deleted the tweet and is being called a hypocrite by one lawmaker for being caught without a mask while visiting an elementary school. Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas on Newsmax.
Maybe Stacey was holding her breath when she was getting her photo taken, and you said the word hypocrisy. I think back to one of my grandmother's old sayings is, you know, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. And we all live in a glass house. You think about the hypocrisy things that President Biden, Vice President Harris said as candidates, saying the vaccine wouldn't work, and then suddenly they decided it would work. They constantly have changed, sent out misinformation, changing their minds, and again, what's good for thee is not for me. So not having to live by their own rules and regulations. You know, the mask situation alone. That this is why America doesn't trust them anymore, is because we know we've been lied to. That in a perfect world, maybe masks could help some, maybe. But my three-year-old grandson trying to wear a mask, I don't see the purpose in it. He's going to take it on and off. He's going to touch his mouth. You're going to take it off to eat, to go to the bathroom, out at recess as well. So I think it's a joke. It's hypocrisy. And you know, America is so done with all these rules from Dr. Fauci.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. The weekend was tough in Las Vegas. Those of you who may not have heard the story about the nine people whose lives were ended and the dozens of people who are not only mourning but got hurt by this guy driving a Dodge Challenger down the main thoroughfare, Las Vegas Boulevard, at 110 miles an hour.
Jeez. Down the strip?
Down the strip.
What an idiot.
Wow.
Gary Dean Robinson, behind the wheel of a Dodge Challenger muscle car. He ran the light, crashed into six vehicles, and he apparently was killed himself. He killed his passenger, and he ran head-on into a Toyota that had seven people in it. The passenger list included four children, aged 5, 10, 13, and 15.
Jesus.
All killed instantly. And so when you get to, you know, the
was
guy
a
deserves
suicide
to
mission? What,
died.
I mean,
well, they're trying to, they're digging into his past. Apparently he had quite a criminal history in Las Vegas, in and out of court and jail, going back to 1998, six felonies, beating up a police officer, robbing a convenience store, that sort of stuff. For me, anyway, someone who should not have been out of jail. He had a record, and over again, he was sentenced to either meaningless sentences, but he was a bad guy. And so the fact that he was out and he did this horrific thing, it seems purposeful. Whether he was on drugs or not remains to be seen, or at least they must know by now after doing an autopsy. But can you imagine? I mean, he'd gotten citations before for driving 100 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And so he just, the number of people apparently who are pulling this kind of a stunt in places like Las Vegas is increasing in a alarming rate. But what do you do? How do you instill in somebody the fact that you're not the most important thing in the world? I don't know. There's so many questions here. They come about when you see something like this. It's so tragic. These people are dead for no good reason. None. Zero. And what about the family? You know, all the family. Never mind the people that get killed, but their families. What they must be going through is senseless, meaningless nonsense. Food for thought. Okay, here's some other food for thought. Yesterday on the American Family Farmer program, I interviewed a fellow named Del Fike, F-I-C-K-E. Go to his website, grazemaster.com, or Fike, F-I-C-K-E, cattle.com. The reason that I'm bringing this to your attention is because he started talking about something that I've been talking about for a long, long time. And what I like about it is his focus on the people that he serves, that is, the people who are buying his product, the people, this is an independently owned meat company, basically that's what it is. They're in Pleasantdale, Nebraska, near Lincoln. They have come up with, this guy and his family have come up with some amazing realities. That the farmers, you know, I do this program and we're on, I don't know, 100 and some odd stations with it, and the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com, which it basically focuses not just on the farm, but the families and the food that's being grown and how we can counter the huge agribusinesses that are putting farmers out of business and, as he puts it, are ruining the land. Our productivity in America has gone down dramatically in the last 10, 12 years because of the continuing focus on the things Monsanto creates. And the farmers say to me, that people get angry at me, well, you don't understand, it's good for business, it's good for yields, we can grow more and make more money. Yeah, that's good for today. And that's the problem. All these big corporations only think about today and 6 months down the road, and you guys are getting sucked into it and ruining your farm. The problem of depleting resources. There has been, Victoria helps with this program, and you've done a great job coming up with a focus on what is called regenerative agriculture, which really is common sense agriculture.
It's the old way.
Getting
it's,
exactly.
It's the
getting
old way
the
of doing it, yeah.
Right, yeah. Before
I thought it was interesting that
chemicals.
Dell... Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting that Dell, one of the reasons I was intrigued to get him onto the show is he was featured in Farmer's Footprint, which is a great organization to read up on as well. But he said when you smell, he goes, there's a difference between smelling dirt and smelling
Absolutely.
Soil.
Yep.
And I thought that was so interesting because I'd never thought about that before. And he said dirt smells like dirt and soil. You can smell, you know, whether it's like the minerals in it or, you know, all the things, the nutrients that we need for our crops. If you have bad soil, you're going to grow bad crops. You know, I mean, we're not eating healthy stuff. It's why you should always eat organic versus any other kind of, you know, conventionally
Real
raised,
organic.
Grown, or, you know, produce, because you're just, and the other thing, think about it too, like, in nature, organic fruits and vegetables fight off, because they don't have pesticides on them, they fight off insects and bad weather and nutrient and soils that, you know, that have been depleted. You're getting so many more, you're getting more bang for your buck when you buy organic and eat organic, because you're getting more of that nutrient. You're just, regular fruit or vegetables that look pretty and have been sprayed, they don't really have to try that hard to survive. And if you think about it, it's all living things. It's really all connected.
Yeah. Well, I decided we listen to him. I hope you'll find this. This is Del Fike. Find this very interesting and compelling as he talks about what we are trying to do to unlearn the past when it comes, the recent past when it comes to agriculture.
We're trying to do a lot of unlearning. We have been taught by people that it wasn't something that I think they, you know, really had, you know, some agenda that they were trying to do this. We've all been taught, like my father was taught in a way that, you know, after World War II, there was a lot of things that they had for making weapons and all that. And so why in the heck not just throw it into the food system? I mean, it makes perfect sense to a guy like me. So, you know, we're fighting all those things that people in their time really thought it was the best way to feed the world. In a lot of ways, we did start to feed the world. We increased yields, you know, the quality. Farm and ranch life got better, but at a huge cost. Yeah. And so now we're in that unlearning stage, and we've got a lot of it to do. You know, it's something that... Going back to the regenerative part, I didn't know that I was much of a regenerative person other than, you know, I talked about what I thought we had to do. And Farm Journal did a story about me, and it came out. It said, meet Del Fike, the apostle of regenerative agriculture. And I'm like, man, these guys are really scraping the bottom of the bucket to do a story about me.
Mm-hmm.
But that story opened up the eyes. That was in a mainstream agriculture magazine. And we had 200 plus emails that day and calls from all over the country. And it's just like, how can you help us get to that point where you guys are at? You know, I preach a lot about, we get the soil right, we change all society. We start to correct everything.
Yeah.
Families get better. Health gets better. Communities that are dwindling. And, you know, communities that when I was a kid, in the early 70s, were vibrant all across, not just Nebraska, all across the country. And, you know, I guess one of the things I want to see is some vibrancy or the rebirth of those. You know, we just have to go back. Nothing that I'm doing or people in regenerative agriculture, or organic or anything, is new. It's all been done. Cover crops were used in the early 1800s when the soil was depleted on the East Coast. You can read all kinds of stuff about, you know, it's all been done. There's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Now's go time.
That's Del Fike from the Fike Cattle Company in Nebraska. And what he points out there, not to rehash it, you heard what he said. We are doing, as Victoria said, the same thing that was done before. And it was before World War II and more notably before Vietnam. Think about what he said. The chemical products that were used to defoliate and kill people became the roots of the thing. Monsanto developed those chemicals to kill the vegetation and to kill people. That's a Monsanto product. And so from there, after that, they use that same technology and some of the same chemicals to start killing weeds. That's what's in Roundup. And also, when you
and
that kills
food
the
that
soil,
we eat.
And it's now in the food that we eat.
Yep.
So, and these people have been getting away with this because of their influence, their power, the money. I mean, think about the parent company, Bayer, that was the creator of the gases that was used to kill the 6 million Jews in Auschwitz. That's the company that owns Monsanto. You think these are upstanding, wonderful people and a great company? Good God. And we're letting them go willy-nilly. Well, now people are wising up to it. But what's being done by the government, the bureaucrats and the elected politicians who are supposed to be taking care of us? Instead, they're taking care of Bayer and Monsanto and ChemChina and Dow and DuPont that are making all of these things that were used to kill people. Now they use the stuff to kill weeds, and you use it around your house in Roundup to kill the weeds in your flower bed and maybe your little garden. You got to be nuts to do this. And that's like I'm crying in the wilderness here, and I'm cast aside by the farm advertisers. When I went to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, I was an outcast because I'm, you know, well, I was.
You part the crowd like Moses parted the sea?
Yeah.
Are you because you're not a big, like, agri guy or why?
No, because I don't want to use, I preach, if that's what you want to call it, all
that's
the time.
That's what I mean.
The story about what, I mean, I can't stand John Deere and what they're doing. Yesterday, I think we talked here, I know we did on the Ag Show, about John Deere and what they have done, their influence in getting tractors built that you can't repair. So Biden, to his credit, and his people are trying to get this right to repair thing fixed the right way. But farmers are buying old tractors because they don't want this new junk. If you got a lot of money and you're running a big farm, you can go buy it. If you don't have to drive the tractor, you're buying it for somebody else. What do you care? But if you're a family farmer and you're trying to run a farm and your tractor breaks down because there's a chip that doesn't work in it and you can't work on it because John Deere won't tell you or won't let you know how to fix it, so you have to hire their guys at $90 an hour, it's a big problem for farming. And it ends up being a big problem for all of us. So I'm happy. I was very happy to meet that guy. And I should probably bring some more of that stuff on this program as we have those conversations. 47 past the hour.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
For Valentine's Day, jewelry gifts remain the ultimate symbol of what love should be, precious and eternal. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America says that finding the right gift is easier than you think.
For Valentine's Day, all jewelry gifts are appreciated. However, jewelry that has a sweet sentiment, like heart-shaped jewelry, really shines. Colored gemstones are also very popular right now, and with so many beautiful options for earrings, necklaces, rings, or bracelets, gemstone jewelry feels extra personal. For those looking for a foolproof gift, ask your jeweler about diamond earrings and necklaces, as they remain timeless gifts that can be worn with everything.
Any other good tips?
When buying the perfect piece of jewelry, find a reputable jeweler, like those who are members of Jewelers of America. They uphold the highest ethical standards and will help you find the perfect piece for your loved ones and your budget.
For a list of professional jewelers near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with a countdown from number five to number one of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number five. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel.
Well, I mean, if the few things that this new FCC has done, I am not unhappy with. I think this is. I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many, and so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails, and that happens. Like I know this happens to me, and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one, because I look down at my phone, and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail. And the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not. I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yeah. All right. Number four, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think, yeah?
Yeah, so Google has, they've added to their search results for domestic violence-related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men over the course of their lives. And the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number three is a crypto focus. Look out below for crypto.
Oh, man, yeah. So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of them are, a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number two, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost 1 million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yep. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling onto the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all of the heat off of them. So, yeah, Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened. And a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, everybody has joined onto this now. And this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them. But they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, that's called face saving, I believe, or listener saving. And maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.